Hey there, everyone. It's James Hilliard here, and on today's episode of Connection Point, speaking with Clifton P., the Director of IT Network Services at nonprofit Metropolitan Community College, which is based in Omaha, Nebraska. It's the largest community college in Nebraska. Metropolitan serves nearly 20,000 students. It also offers more than 200 online classes each quarter. IT Network Services, they support these remote learners and many of the satellite locations, plus three sites in Omaha. This includes the college's main Fort Omaha campus, which is located in a historic Indian War era U.S. Army facility. I'm actually going to come back to that a bit in our conversation here, but Clifton is on board here to tell us how GovConnection, which is the PC Connection sales subsidiary that serves higher education customers, and the college's E&I cooperative purchasing membership really streamline software licensing and save them a lot of money here. And Clifton, really appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
Oh, no problem.
As I set things up, again, I think our audience is hearing that you've got a bit of a busy IT department there at the Metropolitan Community College. Let me ask you this. As we sit here today, your top one or two kind of priorities, things that are going on at your desk?
Oh, we're in the process of updating our network. We're also rolling out a portal for our students to use to have access to their data. We're looking at desktop virtualization as well as making sure that we are able to handle things like bring your own device for our students, as well as just a strong online classroom presence for our students, making sure they have the right tools to be successful here at the college.
Now, truth be told, you sound like a lot of folks I've talked to in the ed space right now. A lot of those priorities are similar priorities that your colleagues have. That's no surprise in me telling you that. One of the things I mentioned in our open here, you're on a historic location, old U.S. Army facility. Does that present you any special IT challenges because of that site?
Well, these are you know, buildings that are over 100 years old, and they were not designed with wireless or wired computers and computer networks in mind. And so there are some unique challenges, but we have a great facilities and network team here that helps us to make those happen. But one of the challenges are definitely making sure that we have strong wireless coverage.
Absolutely, I can imagine. All right, well, let's get into it. We're talking, definitely want to focus on some of the licensing type issues going on. GovConnection recently assisted Clifton in several of their software license agreements. Clifton, let me ask you this. What was kind of the laundry list up for renewal?
Oh, sure. We had our Symantec licensing, and that would be our net backup, our antivirus. We also use Altiris for desktop management. So that licensing was one that we worked with GovConnection on, as well as our annually we also work on our Microsoft campus enrollment for education solutions. So it's basically our Microsoft licensing as well as our Select Plus agreement. So that's all of our licensing for our servers as well as for all of our desktops on campus for our students to be able to use Microsoft products, as well as to have antivirus on all those computers and to do backups on our servers and whatnot. So GovConnection helped us with that licensing, and it definitely helps with for our students, our faculty and staff, one, so they can teach and use the Microsoft products, and two, so we can keep them safe and secure so that their data does not go awry.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yearly process for you going through these renewals, or some of these on a kind of biannual? What can you tell me about the timing?
We do annual maintenance, or sorry, annual renewals on these things, as well as that includes the maintenance. And the reason we do it is to make sure that the dollars for that kind of stays within our fiscal budget. And then it also allows us to adjust as needed because our college grows so quickly. We saw some tremendous growth over the past few years, and we had to make sure that we were able to meet that licensing challenge and have the tools available and up to date for our students so we can get the latest and greatest in their hands when needed.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit, Clifton, about how GovConnection and your E&I membership have been saving kind of the college money on some of these IT purchases, these renewals, et cetera.
Sure. Well, one of the great resources that we have is our membership in the E&I Cooperative. And what it is, it's a nonprofit that is established by the National Association of Educational Procurement Professionals. And it works mostly with colleges, universities, K-12, hospitals. And it allows those organizations to kind of have a set pricing that they can do IT purchasing off of. And it's wonderful because it's already been competitively bid, and it's just a great vehicle to make sure that you're getting some of the best pricing for some of the regular things that you're just going to have to get as an institution. And so it's very helpful for us here at the college because it allows us to know that we are getting good pricing with the taxpayer dollars as we are buying what we need for our students.
Again, I can imagine that's a benefit since you're doing these things on a very yearly basis, right? It takes less time for you and your team to then go through some of the researching of it, the bidding, all that type of stuff. That's got to be one of the great benefits for you.
Absolutely. It allows us to rely upon that being done already, and then we can go to GovConnection and look at that pricing confidently. So it definitely is a value because it saves us from having to go through that RFP process ourselves.
That E&I membership, do you have any idea, Clifton, percentage-wise, how much money you may save on licensing purchases because of being having that membership?
Oh, I don't know the exact numbers that we save per year, but I'm sure probably thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not $100,000 or more per year.
And Clifton, before I let you go here, just want to ask, what do you like about working with PC Connection, the Gov Connection, the people, the team members that have been interacting with you?
Well, sure. You know, we have a few folks that we work with over at GovConnection, and they've really worked to get to know our environment, get to know us as an organization, and even us personally, to work with us closely to make sure they provide the best resources, tools, and information that we need to be successful here. They've got some great resources like an online website where we can quickly get quotations and order products if needed, as well as I know when my team or I need anything that's just a phone call or a quick email away. They've been very responsive. I've partnered very closely with the college to ensure that we are successful.
Hey, with that, Clifton, great place for us to end the conversation. Really appreciate your time today.
All right. Thank you very much, and it was great talking to you.
And folks, for you, if you want to learn more about services to support your software licensing updates and other IT projects, then contact your account manager. They can help you engage with GovConnection's on-staff software and licensing experts, or you can do the following. You can head online to govconnection.com/services. You're also invited to call 1-800-800-0019 if you'd like to talk to someone on the phone. If you want to send us a quick email or request any information via email, connect@pcconnection.com. That's the best email to use, connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.